This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and we're talking consumer credit.
They say a man should always dress for the job he wants. So why am I dressed up like a pirate in this restaurant? It's all because some hacker stole my identity. Now I'm in here every evening serving chowder and iced tea. Should have gone to freecreditreport.com. I could have seen this coming at me like an atom.
Okay, well, that's a little chuckle here or there. Kind of funny, yeah. Well, today, 41 million people may want to be looking over their shoulders because they may be victims of a fraud ring that's triggered charges against 11 people in what's being described as the country's largest case of identity theft. The groups are accused of swiping over 40 million credit and debit card numbers mined from major retailers like Barnes & Noble's, BJ's, popular places that all of us go. And for more on how to watch your back is Bob Tiernan, managing editor of Consumer Reports. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
41 million numbers is a lot. How do any of us know if our numbers are in that bunch?
Well, it's very hard to find out, but what you can do personally is monitor your credit card accounts so that, you know, the first warning sign is that there are charges that you don't recognize, showing up on your statement.
Now, I think you actually recommend checking your credit reports every 4 months.
Yes. Under law, you're allowed to request for free from each of the credit reporting agencies a look at your annual credit report. And what we recommend that you do is ask for one every 4 months so that over the course of a year you can check to see if somebody, for example, has taken your Social Security number and opened up a credit card account either under your name or under their own name and started charging things against it.
And what if I find that is the case? It's not just that simple of reporting it to my bank or my credit card company.
Well, fortunately, one of the things that happens with credit card fraud is that if you're generally limited to $50 of liability, so it's the consumer has a lot of protection for that. But if it's a debit card or if it's an ATM card, you really have to get on it very quickly and report it because the limits go up the longer you wait.
All right. Give us the suggestions on what we can do to help ourselves.
Well, one of the things that you might consider is putting a freeze on your credit accounts so that only you can ask for credit lines to be extended. There are 46 states that currently allow consumers to say, you know, if somebody applies for a credit line, they can't get it unless they get my permission. And, you know, that way, if you're applying for a loan yourself, you can unfreeze the lines and take a look at it yourself so that you can make sure nobody else is doing it on your dime, basically.
And you also suggest that we don't carry our Social Security cards around in our wallet. Right.
If you lose your wallet and your Social Security card is like the key to all of your credit lines and personal information. And something else we found out when we did our article in the September issue is that your Social Security number is also on your Medicare cards and on cards issued by the Department of Veterans Affairs. And, you know, there's a letter in front of it, but that's essentially the same as your Social Security number anyway. So be careful with those as well.
We need to be careful and also just hope that we aren't playing unlucky. Bob Tiernan, managing editor of Consumer Reports, many thanks to you.
All right, thank you.
Boy, it's tough because if they get your numbers, John, you're in trouble.
I would change into a different identity, a completely different identity. I'd become Paris Hilton.